Michigan is now into year two of Right to Work. The law took effect March 2013 and made Michigan the 24th state where workers do not have to join a union as a condition of employment. Now, a lot of unions have yet to feel the impact of Right to Work because they were already under contracts or they were able to sign new agreements or extend their existing ones before the law went into effect. But Michigan's two teacher unions have indeed felt the impact of Right to Work. Doug Pratt is the Director of Member and Political Engagement for the Michigan Education Association. Thanks for talking with us today, Doug.
My pleasure.
Doug, what would you say has been the most noticeable, visible impact of Right to Work on the MEA?
You know, it forced us to pay a little bit more attention to something that we've always held dear and paid a lot of attention to, and that's making sure that we express the importance and value of membership to our members. It's not something new, but it's something that certainly has taken on a greater importance under the so-called Right to Work laws. We've always wanted to make sure that members knew what they were getting for their dues dollars and had a sense that what they were getting back was valuable to them, not just from a monetary standpoint, but also from a core value standpoint.
Doug, when you say that the MEA has been working harder to communicate with its members, what does that look like on the ground? What has been the way the members have felt this?
Well, we've tried to have more face-to-face conversations with people. That's really what is meaningful about this. I mean, we're all in education. This is about working in person with other people. So that's really been the focal point, is trying to spend more time working one-on-one with folks. I mean, certainly, you know, we do our magazine and emails and websites and Facebook and all the other things you would expect. But,
sure.
You know, it's about those conversations and about getting to the core of what are the issues involved in public education. I mean, first and foremost, we hear all the time about the impacts of Governor Snyder's cuts to public education. And what that's done in classrooms and school buildings across the state. And that energy from those conversations, that tie that binds everybody together, is something that we think is going to, you know, serve the students of this state well as we head into the elections this fall.
We're speaking with the Director of Member and Political Engagement for the Michigan Education Association, Doug Pratt, as we look back over the first year of Right to Work in Michigan. A little accounting, if we can, Doug. How many members are now in the MEA?
We have just shy of 150,000 total members across the state.
And how many members have left? I know you have that August resignation period. How many decided to not financially support the union and leave?
Last August, we had about 1,500 who chose to resign their membership.
Okay. And as we talk today, how many are in arrears with their dues?
Well, it's interesting because sometimes dues and Right to Work get linked together. There's actually a separate issue involved here that the legislature attacked only the rights of school employees by making it illegal to collect dues via payroll deduction, which is how people have paid dues forever. So we've had to spend a lot of time going around setting up systems, contacting people to get credit cards or bank information or have them send checks in to pay their dues. There are about 7,000 people who are still, you know, in some process in terms of us trying to contact them and get them signed up for an alternate method of paying their dues.
So would that be you being able to deduct from their bank accounts or their credit cards?
Or them sending in a check or going online to make a payment every month, yes. So, I mean, there are still a pocket of people, and we talk to people every day who just didn't know. I don't know about you, Cynthia, but it's been a while since I actually balanced my checkbook, I'll admit to your listeners. It's something that just... You don't know it until you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're finding people who, you know, are good union members and who want to belong to MEA who just didn't know that they weren't paying. And so now they're getting signed up.
Doug, do you think or do you worry that Right to Work has introduced a sense of division into schools and classrooms in Michigan with the membership?
I think it's introduced a sense of division in the entire state. I think you look at our state and our politics and our economics, and this state, especially under this governor, Governor Snyder, has become more divided. Right to Work is certainly part of that, but it's not the only thing. I think you look at the economic policies of this administration. Snyder's decision to give a massive tax giveaway to corporate CEOs and special interests and pay for it by cutting schools, taxing our seniors, increasing taxes on the middle class and the working poor, you know, that has sown division. All of this is divisive.
I want to get your take from the MEAs, from where you sit with the MEA, about the long-term impacts of Right to Work. Say you and I are having this conversation after the five-year anniversary of this law. What do you see?
I think you see a stronger union. I think you see a union that, you know, that has membership that believes at its core in working together for public education. I think you see an organization that continues to do what it's always done and try to put its best foot forward with its members about why membership is important. But I think you see, I think you do see a stronger union on the backside of this. I think that is certainly the unintended consequence. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of energy. There's a lot of divisiveness that's shown as part of that. But we're committed, and our members are committed, to making sure that MEA continues to be here. MEA has been around for 160 years. It's going to be around for 160 more. And it's going to be a strong organization out there advocating for our students, because the working environments of school employees are the learning conditions for our kids. They are inextricably linked. And I don't think that mission's going anywhere anytime soon, regardless of the laws that this legislature and this governor have passed.
Doug Pratt is with the Michigan Education Association. Doug, thanks for spending time and talking with us today.
Absolutely.